Hello, I'm Xavier, the voice of Mannequin Peace. And I'm Lean. Welcome to your daily Brussels podcast, all the news from the heart of the capital, this Tuesday, March the 24th, 2026. Let's start with the weather. Brussels is enjoying a sunny day, 8 degrees Celsius, feels like 6, with a light northeasterly breeze. Clear skies all day, no rain in sight. Perfect weather to be out and about in the city. Now, to the news. Brussels Midi station was evacuated last evening after three suspicious packages were found on the premises. Police and bomb disposal units rushed to the scene. In the end, all three packages were confirmed harmless, nothing more than a scare. Trains up and running again by the night, though platforms 19 and 20 stayed shut for a while. A live grenade was discovered outside a café on the Chaussée d'Alsemberg in St. Gilles in the early hours of Monday morning. Police were called around 5:20. An investigation is underway, and it appears a second grenade had already been thrown at another café in the same commune the night before. In politics, the new minister-president of Brussels, Boris Dillies, has given his first interview since taking office. Speaking to Bruz, he outlined his priorities: housing, mobility, and the international role of the capital. Also on the political front, soldiers have returned to the streets around the Great Synagogue in Brussels. It's the first time they have been posted near the synagogue specifically. The SLFP Defense Union says the deployment is, quote, a political battle horse, in other words, more about optics than genuine security need. The debate is heating up. Nearly 10 years after the March 2016 bombings, a 36th victim has been officially recognized. Katerina Victorson died by suicide. Her recognition comes as Brussels marks the 10th anniversary of the attacks that killed 32 people in the city. A deeply sad milestone. And in Molenbeek, the annual so-called Wild Carnival turned violent on Sunday. Both police officers and members of the public were injured. The commune has seen repeated unrest during carnival celebrations in recent years. Now, for those commuting this morning, a fault with a tram pantograph in Schaarbeek caused major disruption to lines 10, 25 and 55. Services gradually returned to normal by midday. If you were affected, our commiserations. Turning to urban life, one piece of genuinely good news. The Linda Kemel water mill in Walje St. Lambert, one of the last surviving water mills in Brussels, has been fully restored. It now has a brand new wheel and an electric turbine producing 100% green electricity. Heritage and renewables, all in one. Lovely. And in an extraordinary move, Brussels authorities are shutting down city tunnels to host a 9-hour underground electronic music rave. Yes, you heard that right. The tunnels will close for a rave. It's part of an effort to animate underused urban spaces and draw younger audiences back to the city center. We can think of worse uses for a tunnel. The city of Brussels also launched a major crackdown on illegal dumping along the Boulevard du Midi on Monday, in collaboration with regional services and police. Both waste dumpers and neglected sites were targeted. Moving to sport, and Union Saint-Gilloise has done it. The club finished top of the Pro League's classic phase after a win over Saint-Trond. Anderlecht came in sixth. Both clubs now head into the championship playoffs, where the real fight for European places begins. Union with a remarkable run, 10 wins from 10 matches. Bruges still the bookmaker's favorite, though. I'm Lean, by the way, and that is all from Mannequin and me for today. Brussels will be here again tomorrow with more. In the meantime, stay close to your city. A bientôt.